Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about the 15th annual KCII Caring Christmas Food Drive that's underway.
The 15th year of a special program here through KCII is underway. Can you explain what this is?
This is our 15th year of doing our Caring Christmas. The main part that's been from the very beginning has been our food drive. That has been what kind of started it and what sustained this whole idea over the last 14 years going into our 15th year of doing it. We do some fun stuff and some prizes and some giveaways, but that's kind of evolved and changed over the years. The one thing that stayed the same is to give back to those in need and help our local food pantries and give back to those that need it.
And talking about the food pantries, what are some of the items that they really appreciate when you do take all of those donations at the end of the drive back to their shelves?
Well, there's a couple of things here. I mean, first of all, we do our delivery in January as a way to kind of restock the shelves for them after they've been through the holidays and some of the busiest months of the year. So they really appreciate the fact that we are kind of helping during a slower time of giving for them. So that's been one main thing that they like. The other thing is people hear food drive and they think it's all food. And some of the things that are necessities that they also help with at most of these places are not just food items, but you know, personal hygiene items and shampoo and conditioner and soaps to deodorants and toothpaste and toothbrushes, toilet paper and Kleenexes. I mean, all the things that sometimes we take for granted, but those that are in need, it's not just food. So yes, we do call it the food drive, but there are a lot more things involved than just the simple food donations.
And all of these donations go to multiple pantries.
Absolutely. Last year we worked with 9 different food pantries throughout Southeast Iowa here and inside of our listening area. Looking at probably something similar again this year. It kind of depends every year. Things do change, but we try and stay as consistent as possible and help all those that are in need. And last year, I think we had at least 50 to 100 pounds worth of food and non-perishable items for every location that we went to.
And how do people donate the items then?
So we have several different ways of doing that. One, you can always drop stuff off right here at the radio station. That's a simple and easy thing to do. We also have a list of businesses that are part of the food drive. You can find that list on our website through the Caring Christmas page. So you can always make donations at our sponsors. Some really go crazy with it, repurpose it. She matches everything that you donate, so that's always awesome. You can also purchase items at Hy-Vee. He pre-bags a couple of different options for you. And one of those bags, the $10 bag, actually does have some of the personal type hygiene items in it. And that way it helps to balance that giving out as well as just the food. And then, of course, if you see the Big Red Radio out, you can make a donation right to the Big Red Radio and give to us then. One thing I do like to make mention of is, since we do deliver in January, is to keep an eye on the expiration dates of any food that you might give. The food pantries are not allowed to give anything that has an expired date out. And so if you have something that you want to give, just make sure it's got a long enough, something probably into February at least, so that it can be used by the food pantries.
And what is your favorite part in doing this?
One of my favorite parts, honestly, has been doing the delivery in January and taking the Big Red Radio out, both Big Red Radios, because we need both to actually carry all.
They get so full.
It's crazy. So I actually need both of them to be out there. But I enjoy that part, you know, driving around, meeting the different people that run and organize these places, because they're just great people and really appreciative of everything we can do to help, you know, help our neighbors. So that's probably been the best thing for me.
That's been today's Washington Page with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols talking about the 15th annual Caring Christmas Food Drive that's underway. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.